the end of Underworld.
Unless it should happen to be the end of the whole world.
But are we going to just stay here and wait?
Not by my counsel. I would save my horse, Colblack, and the witch's horse, Snowflake, which are both stabled in the courtyard. After that, let us make shift to get out to high ground and pray that we shall find an outlet. The horses can carry two each at need, and if we put them to it, they may outstrip the flood.
I don't like the look of those approaching gnomes. If you ask me, they're behaving less like a crowd and more like soldiers in an attack.
I see what you mean. They're making rushes and taking cover.
Yes.
They obviously don't want us to see them.
Yes. Perhaps your highness should put on his armor.
I dare not see the inside of that armor again. I rode in it as a movable dungeon, and it stinks of magic and slavery. But I will keep my shield. Oh.
What's wrong?
An hour ago, my shield was black and without device. And now this. It is as bright as silver.
And the figure of a red lion.
Doubtless this signifies that Aslan will be our good lord, whether he means us to live or die. And all's one for that. Now, by my counsel, we shall all shake hands one with another, as true friends that may shortly be parted.
Sooner than we think, I shouldn't wonder.
Oh, so long, Jill. Sorry I've been so miserable to you. I hope you get safe home. So long, Eustace. And I'm sorry I've been such a pig.
And now let us descend into the city and take the adventure that is sent us. Steady, Colblack. That's it.
Snowflake is saddled.
My lady, if you and the Marshwiggle will ride Snowflake, Eustace and I will take Colblack.
Oh, it's a jolly good thing I took those riding lessons last summer.
I agree.
We must make our way into the streets carefully.
I say, it's awfully good luck that those sentries have vanished.
Not for long, I'm sure.
Great Scott! Look at that! Fireworks? Yes, but you can't imagine those Earth people letting them off for fun. It must be a signal.
It means no good to us, I'll be bound.
Friends, when once a man is launched on such an adventure as this, he must bid farewell to hopes and fears. Otherwise death or deliverance will both come too late to save his honor and reason.
Oh, the water is rising quickly.
Not much danger of being burnt, then. That's the bright side of it.
Courage! The road there goes down steeply. That water has climbed only half up the greatest hill in the city. It might come so near in the first half hour and come no nearer in the next two. We must get round the fire, if it is a fire, and onto high ground, then to the new diggings.
Prince Rillian, do you see those Earthmen?
Where?
Oh, they've gone into the shadows. I saw about six of them, with weapons of some sort, and they were large.
We must keep vigilant watch. However, I'm convinced that any show of charging at them will send them scurrying away.
When the travellers had climbed many steep streets and were far away from the flood and almost out of the town on the inland side, the situation became more serious. They were now close to the red glow and nearly on a level with it, though they couldn't see what it really was. But by its light, they could see their enemies more clearly. Hundreds, perhaps thousands of gnomes were all moving towards it. But they were doing so in short rushes, and whenever they stopped, they turned and faced the travellers.
If your highness asked me, I'd say those fellows were meaning to cut us off in the front.
That was my thought too, Puddleglum. And we can never fight our way through so many. Hark you, let us ride forth close by the edge of yonder house. And even as we reach it, do you slip off into its shadow? The lady and I will go forward a few paces. Some of these devils will follow us, I doubt not. They are thick behind us. Do you, who have long arms, take one alive, if you may, as it passes your ambush?
Yes, sir.
We may get a true tale of it or learn what is their quarrel against us.
But won't the others all come rushing at us to rescue the one we catch?
Yes.
Then, madam, you shall see us die fighting around you. And you must commend yourself to the lion. Now, good Puddleglum, off you go.
Yes, your highness.